Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I had a bit of an adventure over the weekend, Brooke. Ooh. I headed out to Mildura. Look, it was really good to just see the sights and go up the street, go back down the street.
Yeah.
Saw the river there.
So the big Kmart?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely saw the big Kmart.
You're acting suspicious.
No, I did actually go this time.
You did go?
Yeah.
Because last time, I'm on edge. Last time I tried
to pull the same shtick. Look, I've been to Mildura now. I can cross that off. I've done it.
It's a Riverland institution, you know. It's not as big of a deal as it used to be. Like, back in the day when there was no, you know, big thing to, what's it called, highway to Adelaide. It was longer to get there. No one used it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't feel the need to go back anytime soon. But
fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know where this comes from because I'm not a very, like, nationalistic sort of person, but I just don't like being in Victoria.
No?
I could just feel my enthusiasm just crash down when I crossed the border. Like, I literally booed as I drove into the state and was hollering as I came back into SA. When you see the sign, it's like, yippee.
Yeah, I'm back in SA.
Don't know where that comes from.
I think it's just how SA people feel about Victorians, the way they go.
It doesn't seem healthy, no. But here we go. What I want to talk about, though, Brooke, easy to cross the border leaving SA. You just drive through. 40 k's an hour, but you just drive through. Mm. Coming back, you're going to get inspected.
You're talking about Yamba. Yeah.
At Yamba, fruit and veg, all that stuff. How nervous should I be as someone who doesn't have any fruit or vegetables in my car when I when I get the inspection?
Well, it's like the airport thing where, you know, you know you've packed all your stuff and everything's fine and you walk through the metal detector and think, oh my gosh, did I, you know, pack a Swiss Army knife all of a sudden? You know, you get paranoid.
Getting breathoed in the middle of the day when you haven't obviously been drinking or anything like that.
But you're not going to get arrested. You don't have to panic too much.
No. Big fine.
It is a big fine, yeah.
If they somehow found something. Can we do a quick role play?
Sure.
You be one of those people at Yamba doing the inspection.
My dad used to do it, so I'm
I'll be me sure. And I'll specify me with no fruit or vegetables in my car whatsoever.
Okay. I'll knock on your window.
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
Hi, do you have any fruit and veg with you today?
No. Not that I know of.
No? Can I see your glove box and pop the boot?
Oh, sorry, I've just got my sunglasses on. I can't see in the dark. Let me just, I'll just swap those over. Do I need, like, take stuff out or anything?
No, I just need to see in the glove box. Oh, yep, that looks fine to me. I'll just go have a look down at the boot. I'll have a squizzy.
Just let me, do I need to turn my car off? Is that going to open up?
No, you're fine. Just pop the boot. Great.
Dunk.
Looks all good to me. You're fine. Good to go.
Phew.
Thanks, sir.
Speeds off.
Were you sweating? Why were you so scared?
I don't know. It's authority. I want to be a good boy.
We'll let that be a cautionary tale.